Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Have fun.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with world high-stakes golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about the 21 Thieves of Success? Oh yes, they're out there. Tell me, would you like to learn how to succeed in business? I mean, really, really succeed. How to get your act on the road and get your show successful. Have you ever wanted to know about how to stay in control of your time? How to manage your time. Can you imagine developing a money attitude that would establish your own self-worth? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Tell me, do you know how to develop a plan of action? I'm talking about one that really works. When was the last time you heard about learning something new every day? Something we should all try to do. Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Are you ready to learn how to be successful in business? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories today. Today I will be introducing you, my guest, who has been on the show many times, and she is from New Zealand. She is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, inspirational lessons and some really great advice about our business. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our interview. I'm pleased to announce today that our show is a staff pick and is featured on the front page at Blog Talk Radio for 24 hours. I am honored to be a featured host every day, and we now have over 1 million, yes, you heard me right, 1 million fabulous listeners. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012. So thank you to all of you out there viewing me at LinkedIn. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is a passionate, purposeful presenter. Her passion is to find simple ways of aligning business owners and their business purpose with passion to achieve performance. For over 20 years, she has mentored, coached, and encouraged small business owners to start business, to grow a business, and or to turn around a business. She has been a general manager for education providers, held several senior marketing positions, and worked in sales and support for retail, wholesale, and manufacturing companies. She is the co-author of 9 e-books on business, as well as a blogger for Get Out of Stuck, Eat the Rhino, and Purposeful Performance Group. Our guest writes occasional blogs and articles for other sites. The tools that she has developed include the Buyer Experience Plan and the Behavior Analysis Tool, which she has shared with us before. My guest worked hard for her initial BBS degree, studying, holding down a full-time job as a marketing manager, and running a household with three males. She figures that by now she has done enough study and research to justify a PhD from HKU, and that's known as the Hard Knocks University, where a lot of us have attended. She specializes in BSE, and that is BS elimination, and I'm all for that. I'm pleased to welcome back to our show again one of my favorite guests, Roberta Budvietas. Hi, Roberta. How are you doing today?
I'm extremely well, January. Thank you very much. Love the introductions, both yours and mine. You are so generous.
Well, it's easy to do when you like the people you're talking about, and every time you have been on our show, we have gotten some of the best ratings ever, and you are wonderful. But I also think it has a little bit to do when we title your show Eat the Rhino, because people are so curious about that.
it's a big mouthful to eat those rhinos, and, you know, it's an important thing that we break things down into bite-sized pieces and just swallow those problems.
Absolutely. Well, today we're going to share you for 1 hour with our listeners, and our topic today is a new topic that you are going to share with us, and it's called Stop These 21 Thieves of Success. How did you come up with this theory and this wonderful title?
Well, in actual fact, it's my new book, and We have a road in New Zealand. It's called the Desert Road. It's hard to believe that you have something called a desert road in this beautiful, lush, green country.
Uh-huh.
But it's about 34 miles of nothing, tumbleweeds, uh-huh. everything like that. I was driving home at Christmas time after seeing my son and granddaughter, and I suddenly kind of had this feeling of I'm not very successful.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, I've done some amazing things in my life, but I just felt suddenly I'm not successful. And I was looking at, you know, what I was going to do in 2013, and it mm-hmm. suddenly dawned on me, you know, how many things out there actually make us feel unsuccessful? What are the things yeah. that stop us? And
mm-hmm.
I did a series of webinars that looked at the different things that make people feel unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a couple of workshops. I've done a couple of webinars. And what I found is there's actually 40 thieves, but at this stage of the game, I've only researched 21 of them, which is why that's all I'm sharing with your listeners this morning.
Okay.
There will be 40 by the time the book is finished, and the book should be out by June, as well as the course. So, yeah, it's kind of all of my clients that I've ever worked with, we're our own worst enemies to our success. So, I mean, you tell people to stop whining, and I totally agree with that. Just build a bridge and get over it. I want people to start looking at, you know, what is it that makes me successful and recognize that success is both a journey and a personal process.
Mm-hmm.
And so by making people aware of some of the things they do to self-sabotage, some of the things that they do to actually hurt their own success, hopefully will wake up more people and they'll take more personal responsibility. They'll enjoy more of the beautiful things in life mm-hmm. that are out there because they realize that they're in control of their success and whatever happens is just, it's that, it's what happens. It's not, it doesn't define you, it doesn't limit you, it doesn't hurt you.
Well, you know, I think your topic is so timely because everyone, I don't care who they are, Roberta, no matter how successful they are, everyone has those moments where they're just a little down on themselves. I think this your book is going to help so many people. Let's talk about thief number one. What is thief number one?
You know, what we say about ourselves. Our self-talk, those little defining words that, you know, as I said, here I am on this barren strip of highway and I said, I'm not successful.
Mm-hmm.
My
right.
self-talk told me that I didn't feel particularly good about myself. Well, how many times do we in our day say, I'm not this, I'm not that, Mm-hmm. And we define ourselves in ways that actually limit us or hurt us or even offend us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
sure.
There's only one way I know of stopping it, and that's by staying aware.
Mm-hmm.
But in then staying aware, there's a whole bunch of other things that come into that. But
right.
You know, we've got to be aware. We've got to listen to ourselves, not just everybody else. Which
right.
is kind of why the first one ties into the second one. And I don't know if you've ever heard of somebody sniopping you.
Well, I looked at this, and it's SNIOP, and it's subject to the negative influence of others, and that has happened to me many times.
it happens to all of us. I mean, from the time we're little children, so often in our own family environments, in our school environments,
mm-hmm, right.
we have people who try and define us as something we're not. And I mean, you know, they're doing it out of love. They're doing it out of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that negative influence of others actually has a dreadful impact on how we move forward and what we do. So we need to, at some stage of the game, take ownership that we're not who others think we are, particularly those that love us the most. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know how often parents, out of the best intention in the world, can snipe
mm-hmm.
out their kids and set them up to be the failures that they never should be, or they have that self-doubt or whatnot. And I mean, I've tackled a child in school who really, the teacher snipe-upped him to a point that for 3 years he just couldn't succeed in
mm-hmm.
intermediate, you know, in the very early ages of school.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad when you know, a teacher can just put so much negativity on a child that the child suffers deep problems for years and years.
Well, you know, I love the word SNIOPS, and that's going to go into my vocabulary for sure. Thief number three is one that I have a lot of trouble with, and it's the time thief. How do we address that, keeping track of our time and using it well?
Well, I think the thing that we have to start learning, and I think we're all, or a lot of us have this problem of we want to be generous to other people. So
mm-hmm.
so we don't want to actually say, I'm sorry, this is not a good time to call.
Yes.
We have on our computers nowadays these little messages that keep popping up that say, you have new mail, you have a new message.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got to learn on the phone to go, now is not a good time to talk. Or to
mm-hmm.
go to someone who's going on and on. I'd love to talk to you now. I will be free at 4:00 this afternoon. Would you like to call me back then? I cannot talk to you now.
Yeah.
Or what I often do is I let my husband screen my calls, so I don't actually have to come to the phone.
Yeah.
And
I think
it's about making that choice again to stay in control and not do things. Turn off your email. Turn off your message service. Don't let things pop up because. While you're saying, but I don't answer them, they pop. Your eye sees them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that just robs you of time because now you've got in your mind, oh, so-and-so is calling. So-and-so is online. So-and-so wants to talk to me. So-and-so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know.
Now, stay in control. So turn off anything and start saying no.
And this is advice from Roberta to all those A-types out there like myself who have a hard time saying no to anyone. Before our commercial, let's talk about thief number four, doubt.
I don't know anybody who at some time doesn't doubt themselves, doesn't actually go, oh, if only I had done that, or if
mm-hmm.
only this had worked out that way. You know, hindsight's perfect. But it's perfect because it's hindsight. You know, you don't know what the future's going to be. So, you know, forgive yourself. Don't regret
right.
what happened. And just kind of go, need to move forward with the lesson I learned and recognize that situation will never quite happen again the same way. But if it seems to be similar, I just need to find a different way of handling it so I don't doubt myself. But doubt, we all experience it. Probably about 2:00 in the morning is the worst time we experience it. You suddenly
yeah.
wake up from that dream and you go, oh, if only I had done this better. And bottom line,
well, you know,
you can't
I think,
do anything perfect because you don't know what the future is going to hold.
Absolutely. And I always tell everyone to stop looking out the rearview mirror and look forward. Look forward.
Yeah.
And just forget about all that other stuff behind you. You know, right now, going forward, we're going to have a commercial. I'm going to hear a little bit about your host today. And when we come back, we will talk about some more of the thieves of success. We'll talk about number 5, priorities, when we get back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number 1 at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest from New Zealand, Roberta Budvieta. And Roberta, I would like to have you share your website information with our listeners before we go on to discuss priorities.
Okay, the easiest one to remember, and I do run 4 websites, is www.eattherino.com.
Okay, I can remember that one.
Well, I mean, because, Eat the Rhino is part of the title of the show, it's easiest. And if you really want to know more about the success seeds and find out what's happening with the program, the learnings, when the book's coming out, there is a little thief in the sidebar. If you click on that, you can subscribe to the mailing list for success seeds, and you'll get information as it comes available.
Wonderful, wonderful. And as far as, and all your e-books are available there?
You can find access to all our e-books there. You can find access to a lot of our other material, including how to get me as a coach.
Absolutely.
Let me help you grow your business.
Okay, now remember, Eat the Rhino. You can get all the information you need. Okay, we're talking about the 21 Thieves of Success. For number 5, you have priorities, and wow, this applies to everyone.
Well, it does, and you know what's interesting, January, is the fact that for many of us with our priorities, we actually get confused as to whether it's urgent, important, necessary, or just something that somebody else is setting. So we need to, it kind of ties back to the time thief a little bit, but it's also about, is what we're doing going to take us to our goal, help us stay on purpose, or is it something that just eliminates some problems? Now, I mean, I think everybody has something in their life that they tend to take care of. Mothers often, it's their kids and their children's needs. But the fact of the matter remains that sometimes saying, no, I've got to finish this phone call, I've got to finish this whatever it is that they're doing, is actually more important than what the child is whining for or the child wants. Oh, gee, I used that word whine. The funny thing is priority setting and staying with your priorities often depends on the whines of others, and we want to shut the other up, so we drop what's important for us in order to handle their needs. And that really is a thief that constantly comes up and steals people's success, because it's something that it breaks your time flow, it breaks your concentration, it actually inhibits your ability to move forward.
Absolutely. And I think one important thing to mention with priorities, and it's something I'm working on myself this year, is to prioritize fun time. time that you can just have enjoyment, do something, play golf with your husband, go to lunch with a girlfriend. It's so important because most of us who are in this industry or business world tend to be workaholics. So people need to really have fun time. Don't you agree?
Well, and more importantly than just fun time is you also need to take some time to work on your fitness, and I believe fitness has a physical and mental, a spiritual, and an emotional component. So that means some cuddle time, some time where you're with a book, some time when you're with who you believe in.
And
you know, just all of those things. It also means that you put in balance the time for funds with the time for fun with the time for fitness. And because you've got that balanced, you actually have a better handle on life. But, yeah, I do definitely know what you mean about priorities. And for some of us workaholics who are self-employed, it is absolutely critical.
Well, the good news I've got for our listeners is that I have a new sponsor, and it's called Socially Fit, and it's an app that you're going to hear about later in the show. And it's perfect because it's something that my goal is to be socially fit this year. So we'll share that with everyone a little bit later. And now the number six on our list of thieves is money attitude. Wow, that's a big one. Big one.
Well, it's been probably one of my hardest goals because as a child brought up, you know, I was very aware that so many things were measured by money, and so many things were all money based. And it's like, well, why? Money's a tool. And when I recognize that money is merely a tool that actually helps me achieve some of the goals and objectives that I want in life, money no longer has that sway and control over me that happens when everything you do is about the money. You know, if things cost more than you can afford, don't spend the money. Don't stress out about bills. Live within your means. Happiness is having just a little bit extra at the end of every pay period or at the end of a little contract. Put a little bit aside. You want to have more fun? Put 10% of everything you're doing aside for fun money.
Yes, absolutely. Great
and
idea.
So start developing that sense of self-worth. Many of the startup businesses I work with, they're like, oh, I'm going to charge a lesser price than what the market is.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they think it's going to get them business. But what it actually really does is it devalues who and what they are. So they work very, very hard to get where they are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But suddenly they're charging a lower price because they think that's going to get them the business. It's really, really hard to up the price once you've been charging a lower price.
Yes, yes.
And so how we feel about money actually affects how we feel about ourselves. And if we don't watch how we feel about money, it really can steal our success.
Mm-hmm. That is such good advice. Number seven, I love this one. This is almost like going to church because everything you're talking about is really important things for people in every area of their life. Number seven, the thief is breaking your word.
We only have our word. I very seriously believe that our word is the only thing we have that means anything. And yet, every day it's getting harder and harder and harder for people to keep their word. One of the things my husband taught me very, very early on in our marriage was that he's not going to promise anything if he's not certain that he's going to be able to deliver it.
Right.
So, you know, typically in marriage, you want, you know, all these promises, all these sort of wonderful, oh, I'm going to love you forever and everything else. Reality says it doesn't happen. So why make that promise?
Mm-hmm.
If you know that you're always late for something, don't promise that you're going to be there at a particular time. Nobody believes you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because nobody starts to believe you because your behavior and your word are two different things, your success gets stolen because nobody trusts you. And when nobody trusts you, it's really hard to succeed, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much have closed the door on your own, and you've done it to yourself. And it's such an important thing. And this is breaking your word. That's something that we try to impart to our children and grandchildren. it's a big part of living a successful life, whether it's in business or even in your personal life. Number eight, I love this one too, doing things part way.
Well, it ties a little bit back into priorities, but, you know, I find so often that I get to a point and it's like to push it through, to finish it, to just get it to a point where I really want to get out. And the other thing is I'm a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing ever gets finished because nothing's ever good enough.
Oh, yeah.
And both of those are a danger to success. You know, the bottom line is, why am I out talking about a book that isn't finished? Why am I out talking about a course that isn't published yet? Simply because what I'm looking for is what do people really want? How do they particularly feel about these
mm-hmm.
kinds of topics?
Sure.
And is what I see the reality that my audience sees, or is it something very different from what I think it is? And if it's different, I'd rather be able to change it now and help people
right.
give something beneficial than give something that's not as beneficial or not as meaningful to my readers and my listeners.
Well, you know, it's
and
a...
And so
it's a,
by not,
yeah.
not worrying about completing something absolutely and completely, not getting it to market because it's perfect, it's a whole heck of a lot less pressure on me.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I've got a better chance of getting that response, listening to my audience, giving them what they need. And it's been a really humbling lesson, let me tell you.
Well, you know, I interview so many authors and people who are writing books or trying to write books, and it's just like you have to say, you can't talk about it, you have to do it. But I think mm-hmm. the point you're making is very good, a good point, that you want to do it right. You want to take your time and you want to finish it to the best of your ability. And, you know, you can always go back later and amend things and correct things. But I think the goal to finish is so, so important, and not to quit on something. So many people say they've written a book and I say, well, is it published? And, well, no, it's not. You have to keep going forward. Our number nine thief is assuming you know what the other person is thinking, and this is something we all do.
Unfortunately. And, you know, I mean, the saddest part of this one is we often run scenarios in our head, or at least a lot of people I know run scenarios in their head of what they think is going to happen
uh-huh.
when something comes up. And one of the things I've been really looking at the last couple of months is the more scenarios I run, the more stressed I get, the more I affect reality, the more I affect reality, the more things never work out the way I thought they should or could or would.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's kind of like if we assume that the other person will think this way, we do them a disservice. We definitely stress ourselves out. And that reality that we expected never quite happens. What we fear is often got no basis in the reality of what actually happens. So why stress ourselves out by assuming this is going to happen, the person's going to say this, the person's going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just kind of relax and accept that, hey, maybe things will be different than what we think they're going to be, and just go with letting the other person be who and what they are.
Yeah, that's good advice.
And you'll have a much better experience at the end of the day.
Oh, totally. And you need to go with the flow and not get so uptight. Before our next commercial, let's talk about thief number 10, forgetting that others are self-centered.
This is a really, it's a strange thief, because the bottom line is in this one, We've been taught not to be selfish. We've been taught not to think of others first. But reality is that we all, to a certain extent, learn how to protect ourselves. We've got walls around ourselves, or we've got other defense mechanisms that protect ourselves from being hurt. Now,
mm-hmm.
if we have that, we have to realize that so does every other person we deal with. So we've got to realize that the other person is really ultimately trying to take care of themselves too. And because of that, what matters to the other person is first and foremost their safety, their security, their interests, and they really, they may say they're interested in us, but the bottom line is they're only interested in us for what we give them.
Yeah.
And so just kind of realizing that the conversation is one of, yeah, I really like what you're doing, but I got to make sure it's going to benefit me.
Sure.
Is probably something that can inhibit your success, because they don't really care about what you're doing. They care about what you're going to do for them.
It's brutal but true. And
yeah.
It really helps for everyone to be realistic about that. Right now we're going to take a break and hear about my new sponsor, Socially Fit. We'll be right back with Roberta Budviatos.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Well, I'm certainly trying to become socially fit, and I'm happy to welcome back Roberta Budviatos, and she's sharing with us the beginnings of her book, Stop These 21 Thieves of Success. And right now, there's going to be 40 thieves, but we're just doing the first half. The number 11, and this is an interesting one, Roberta, that you've included, misunderstanding what tribes are all about. What does that mean?
Well, one of the things that you're constantly hearing nowadays, or maybe not as constantly as I'm thinking, is this concept of tribes, the fact that we belong to different groups socially or because of our activities, we belong to a different group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the challenges we often have is we don't really understand who and what is in that tribe, how that group of people that we associate with on a daily basis really looks at us, thinks about it, what their expectations are. Relates a little bit back to the assuming we know what others are thinking, but it's also a case of the people that we hang out with, who are what our tribe is, may not be quite what we think they are, because we think they're who we want to be, but do we ever check it out? Do we ever get a real handle on what the group of people around us are? And I think, you know, if you look at family situations and you look how often you think you know what your mother or your father or your brother or your sister wants,
yeah.
And then something happens and you kind of look at them and go, oh,
yeah,
you didn't want that, or oh, you know, that you just suddenly see a whole different aspect of who and what they are, but you really thought you knew them because they were part of your family, part of your tribe.
Right. Oh, that's so true. Thief number 12 is misunderstanding the money cycle. Boy, I wish this is something you could share with our government.
Well, you know, the challenge there is governments really don't understand that money needs to keep circulating, and that it's about finding ways of keeping money going. It comes back a little bit to the fact that money is merely a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a measurement of your success. It's not a measurement of your goodness. It's not a measurement of anything else. It is a tool. In actual fact, it's a tool for trade. So, you know, once upon a time we lived in a world where barter was the norm, where people exchanged
services,
rice for food for clothing for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And money just made it easier because it changed the way everything got handled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So by recognizing what money is and what it represents, we actually have an ability to use money in a different way. And if money isn't being used, then it's also stopping the flow of things, because it is, money has an energy. It needs to keep moving. It needs to keep things happening. So if we don't understand basic economy, if we don't understand some basic things about debt, about
right.
how, you know, there are many people right now in the world that are extremely happy and don't have a lot of money.
Yes.
We need to recognize that as a valid way of doing things. As a matter of fact, I look at how many people are now living a minimalistic life, enjoying their family,
mm-hmm.
enjoying who and what they are, getting out and getting involved with communities, making a difference in the world in ways they never were when they were earning their $280,000 and
yeah.
$350,000 salaries.
Right, exactly.
And
so
yet,
true.
They felt so successful when they were in those big, powerful jobs. So understand that money is just, it's a tool. It's
mm-hmm.
a means, and it has to keep flowing. It can't be stopped by you or by governments or by anybody else. And I mean, a huge part of the challenge we had a few years ago was the banks really were controlling that
mm-hmm.
flow and that energy.
Yeah.
And it was just the biggest inhibition that could possibly happen and caused major problems worldwide.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That is so true. Number 13, giving too much because of self-worth perception.
Mm.
Interesting.
Oh.
I think we've all been guilty of this.
Well, you know, we're taught that it's better to give than to receive.
Right, we are.
But again, I learned a really valuable lesson from my husband many years ago, and that was that sometimes it's really important to allow someone else to give to you. So, you know, we could poo-poo and sort of say, oh, well, you know, I don't deserve, I'm not worthy of receiving that, so let me just give to you.
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm.
until you allow the other person the joy of giving to you,
right?
You've actually robbed them of a very big gift.
Yes.
And there are many people out there that just kind of won't let you give to them, won't let you experience the joy of sharing with them. And
mm-hmm.
until you accept the fact that everybody needs both to give and to receive, and that it's a two-way street, it's a huge thief of success, because you deny people their right to enjoy the pleasure of seeing your pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Receiving is such a hard thing to do, but once you start that two-way street, it just becomes a wonderful experience. Number 14. Now, this is where whining comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Coping when things go wrong. Now, we don't want any whining here.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter remains that stuff happens.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter that stuff happens. It will happen regardless. It's not that it happens. It's what you do when it happens. And understanding that because it happened or it happened to you, and, you know, again, a lot of that often is natural disasters, things totally out of your control, things that you know, just really and truly are not meaningless. They weren't intended personally. They weren't
mm-hmm.
intended to hurt you. But until you understand that, you know, things will go wrong, and it's what you do with it that really counts, you can really get stymied and caught up in whining, in complaining, in a whole bunch of things that just don't take you forward. So
right.
something bad happened. Now what?
Yeah, and that goes back to the take your lemons and make lemonade that we've all heard our mothers tell us to do. Our number 15 thief is mismanaging the little things.
Well, you know, they say it's all in the details, and to a certain extent, it is all in the details. It's those little things that make a difference. It's putting a little bit of money aside for a rainy day. It's knowing that, you know, clean socks are really important sometimes, and you need to make sure that you do the laundry. Mm-hmm. It's about not letting the dishes pile up in the sink. And it's not because it makes the house look messy. It's because it's actually a health hazard.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're going to protect your health, you got to do the things that keep you healthy. If, you know, yeah. you got to take care of one of the things that so often happens with a lot of people is they get so busy they forget to eat.
Yes.
Eating is a little thing, but it's actually quite essential. And if you don't eat properly and you don't eat regularly, you'll actually find that you have a huge problem being successful because the brain shuts down.
Sure, yeah.
So it's the routine things. It's the paying attention to what your body's saying. It's paying attention to what's going on in your head.
Especially, I was going to say, Roberta, for these young couples that both of them work, they really have to get on board and job share at home. Don't you agree?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah. Number 16, the do-it-all-yourself syndrome. Wow, that's a big one.
Well, and it's a really hard one to break because, again, if you're a little bit of a perfectionist, you believe you're the only one who can do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one who can take care of those details. You're the only one that knows what you really want. The irony is that if you can't explain what you really want to anybody else, then perhaps you really actually don't know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that explanation sometimes that you truly get a clear picture of what it is you want. Plus the fact that, you know, if you're spending all your time doing everything, then you got no time for fun and you got no time for fitness and you got no time for anything else. You're spending all of your time trying to get things done. It's a huge problem for a lot of people, and I constantly see it in all walks of life of people who just really, they don't like what anybody else does, and instead of just being grateful and appreciating the fact that the other person's done it, they get all bent out of shape and they take the jobs on and they whine and they moan and they complain and they
mm-hmm.
and of course nobody can help them. And gee, all of a sudden you're in such a self-defeating cycle that it's going nowhere.
It's hard for some people to learn to delegate, but if you don't delegate, you'll have to do everything and you'll be exhausted. Let's talk about forgetting, number 17, forgetting the big picture and getting caught up in the little details.
Well, this is one I constantly look at with so many of my clients. They're mm-hmm. so busy working in the business that they forget every once in a while that they need to work on the business. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people sort of say, but what does that mean? Well, bottom line is what it means is that sometimes you need to stop and stand back from your business. Look at what is happening. Keep in mind, why are you doing this? I mean, if you're doing it because of the fact that you need to earn a living and mm-hmm. it's hard and it's stressful and you're not having any fun at it, then maybe it's time to go, this is not working. Let's move away from this or find a different way of doing it. It's never easy to do, but bottom line is, unless you take some time and evaluate what's happening, unless you take some time and listen to your clients and find out what is it they want, when do they want it, how do they want it. I mean, if more of us stop trying to tell our clients what we wanted them to do and started listening to our clients,